And we're learning more potentially embarrassing details, this time about the Secret Service and the way it responded to a White House intruder back in September. When Omar Gonzalez jumped a fence and rushed toward the executive mansion, one agent was talking on his personal cell phone, unaware there was a problem. Agents also believed, mistakenly, that a row of bushes would be enough to stop the intruder from reaching the White House. Gonzalez was eventually tackled and arrested inside the building, but the controversy that followed led to the resignation of Julia Pearson, the agency's director. Joining us for reaction to this report from the Department of Homeland Security is Ronald Kessler. He wrote a book about the Secret Service called The First Family Detail. Ronald, welcome.
Thank you.
So one lawmaker today calling the events that we're learning about here a comedy of errors, and really it does seem like just about everything that could have gone wrong basically did. What do you make of it?
You know, what we're really talking about is the possibility of an assassination, and that in turn nullifies democracy. It's that serious. In my book, The First Family Detail, I quote Secret Service agents saying it's a miracle that there has not already been an assassination. And what we saw at the White House with the intrusion is just the tip of the iceberg. It goes back to a management culture which retaliates against agents who point out problems or potential threats, which promotes agents into management who go along with the myth that the Secret Service is invincible. It's a culture of arrogance. It's a culture of dishonesty. And as one example, in the book, I reveal that when Bradley Cooper went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner at the Washington Hilton where Obama spoke, a high-ranking Secret Service official in New York, just as a favor to the Cooper security team, told agents at the hotel to let Cooper and his SUV into the secure space in front of the hotel without screening. And at that secure area, only Secret Service vehicles were allowed, and even they had to be screened for explosives by dogs because someone could attach explosives to the underside of a vehicle. But the order was just let him in, don't bother him, don't screen him. So that just, in a nutshell, tells you the really corrupt management culture.
Well, let's go through some of the details of this September case, the individual jumping this White House fence. When he got through the fence, we learned that some agents thought that the bushes would be able to stop him, the shrubbery around the White House. To me, this sounds like they're putting a lot of faith into a plant for real security purposes.
Oh, it's just abysmal. And then some of the national laboratories have offered the Secret Service the latest intrusion devices that would more effectively detect intrusions, and they turned them down. And one reason they gave was, well, we don't have a budget. This is unbelievable because the Secret Service budget is a mere $1.6 billion a year, which is equal to the price of one stealth bomber. And besides protecting the president, his family, the vice president, his family, they also investigate counterfeiting, they investigate cybercrime. And they simply don't ask for more money. If they went to Obama and said, you know, your life is in danger, we need to double the budget, which is what I think is necessary, of course he would say yes, and of course Congress would say yes. But they have this attitude as part of this corrupt culture of we make do with less. So they're actually proud to say we don't ask for more money. And, you know, the most basic aspects of law enforcement are missing at the Secret Service, such as annual updates on laws, annual training. They have none of that.
Well, and this report does say that there was poor training for agents, as you mentioned, poor staffing decisions, outdated technology. What does the agency actually need to do, maybe beyond money, to fix the problems?
There's only one solution, and that is something that you would do with any organization that's in trouble, and that is bring in an outside individual, whether it's a CEO with a company or a new director at the Secret Service, who's not part of this management culture, who's not beholden to interests within the agency, who will make it clear that he will not, or she will not, tolerate cover-ups, which is part of this culture. And I think personally that a former FBI official would be ideal, because the FBI has been really doing a superb job since 9/11, because we have not had a successful terrorist attack or foreign terrorist attack since 9/11 because of the FBI. And the FBI simply would not tolerate this kind of really corrupt culture.
Among some of the other details that we are learning in this report, agents knew that Omar Gonzalez was around the White House before he jumped the fence. They had been warned of him in the past. We knew that. But they decided not to act. The doors of the White House were apparently unlocked when they thought they were locked. Clearly, this was a problem that cost Julia Pearson, the former director, her job. So with the details in this new report, does anything change for the person who takes her place?
Well, certainly nothing is changing now. You know, the Secret Service has issued the usual excuses and usual claims that they're going to fix everything, and it's all bogus. You know, my book details dozens of other examples, and yet nothing's been done. For example, the Secret Service will allow people into events without magnetometer or metal detection screening. That is outrageous. You could have five terrorists come in with grenades, and that's in my book, and yet they haven't changed that. So the only solution is an outside director who will shake things up. The fact that the doors were unlocked, it goes to the arrogance of the Secret Service. They know that, of course, they don't lock the doors because the Secret Service thinks they're so invincible and so grand that they don't need to lock doors because they're going to take care of every eventuality.
Ronald Kessler, author of The First Family Detail, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And just a note, in this case, Omar Gonzalez has pleaded not guilty to charges that he unlawfully entered the White House with a deadly weapon.